Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Cosmic Circus Reviews. My name is John. With me, as always, my name is Vin. This year, I promise. With me, as always, is John.
My name is Vin, and with me is John.
Right.
Johnson, how you doing?
We need to switch the names at the bottom. Anyway, please remember to like, subscribe, and follow. Welcome back to the new year. We're so excited to have you here. Today, we're talking about Flow, a great Latvian movie directed by Gints Zilbalaudis, written by Gint Zilbalaudis and Matsis Coffa, music by Gint Zilbalaudis and Rihards Zolupe. The running time is only 85 minutes, animated, no dialogue, co-production of Belgium, France, Latvia, budget 3.5 million euros, but the box office $6.4 million already. Very, I think, under-talked about film, very kind of obscure. This wasn't even really on my radar until you told me about it, John. What brought you to this movie? Why were you interested in it?
I wasn't honestly. I didn't even know about it until the awards stuff kicked in, and Flow was highly talked about among every critic circle out there. Like, they're all talking about it. And I watched it because other people were recommending it, and here we are.
And what did you think?
Okay, so Flow, I think it is. But having no expectations, I found it like surprisingly beautiful. Because I didn't really have much like feelings before going into it, because I didn't know about it. And I was sitting there, and I kept feeling like I was watching a Terrence Malick movie, kind of like a or do you know who Terrence
Yeah, of
Malick
course,
is?
of course. Yeah.
It felt like somebody took the ideas behind the Terrence Malick story and brought it into like the Secret Life of Pets. You know what
I
I'm
see that.
saying? And there's something really kind of like spiritual about it, something kind of beautiful about it. You're just sitting in nature for 85 minutes and watching nature interact in organic ways while you just see how this cat tries to survive ever-changing things going on. And you don't really know what's going on in the world. It almost kind of feels like the world is ending in different parts of it.
Ending and also kind of being rebirthed in a way too. Like the animals are like reclaiming the earth.
Yeah, it does feel like that. And it feels very spiritual in that way, where like humanity is gone and the earth is reacting to humanity being gone, and the pets are kind of interacting with each other in a very tribal kind of way. And then you got all these creatures trying to get to know each other again. The director said that he made the movie because he doesn't like working with other people.
Oh,
And
really?
yeah, he doesn't like working with other people. So this is kind of like his presentation of trying to understand what it's like to work with other people and trying to like adapt, because he's never worked on a project with a collaboration. And this was the first one. And in a way, it kind of feels like a poem about
Very
that,
much. Yeah.
about trying to survive in a ever-changing world that you don't really understand, and you're trying to adapt, and you're just a stubborn cat trying to adapt in this world. And I found it like incredibly beautiful. There's like these little moments of just lovely animation where it's simple, but it's also beautiful, like a whale jumping out of the water, which took my breath away.
And with like the sunset and there's the aurora borealis and some really spectacular shots in this.
And I don't know if you know this, but they did no previs on this at all. They
Oh,
did
well.
no previs. They didn't know like how do you call it? Like, they didn't know how like storyboarding. There was no
That's right. Yeah, yeah,
storyboarding.
yeah.
They were capturing the world as it went along, and like they used like apparently like they used a virtual camera to kind of figure things out.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was pretty good. What did you think?
So also I didn't know anything going into this, like nothing at all. When I first started it, I was my first thought was, wait a minute, this is a foreign film. And then I was looking for the subtitles. I'm like, there's no English subtitles. What's wrong with this? And I looked on the internet. I couldn't find English subtitles anywhere because there's no dialogue in the movie. You don't need subtitles at all. But it's kind of meditative. It's kind of like it kind of like draws you in. It's very immersive. like you're saying, I like the kind of like the deeper themes about environmentalism, about humanity, about like the future of our Earth, our impact, and what lives beyond humans. And just from the animals' point of view, I thought it was incredible how they capture like some of the like unique nuances and the characteristic features of a cat, of a dog, of a monkey, of a bird. Like you will look at that cat and it feels like a real cat. And it acts like a real cat, but also that monkey's acting like a real monkey, that dog's acting like a real dog. Like, so they really study the animals to authentically try to capture. And then as the movie goes on, I felt they became a little bit more human-like. When they start steering the boat and they start working together with the rope to try to save that boat in the tree, like things like that. Like, and I wonder what they're trying to say about that. That like they go kind of from being more animalistic to being slightly more human-like and intelligent in the way they're collaborating, maybe. The monkey stole the show for me, of course.
And kind of like nasty in some ways too, like that thing that
A little
happens. Like there's a point where like a bird attacks another bird,
Yes,
which I
yes.
think is one of the most heartbreaking scenes in the film. But yeah, they do kind of evolve throughout the film in a more humanish manner. But I think that's kind of just to give it a little more character, just kind of make it a little relatable because watching animals just be animals probably wouldn't be interesting the whole time. But I do think that's kind of intentional, just to give them a little more character.
I think, oh, I want to say a couple more positives before we move on to negatives. What I really liked is like each of the animals are so characteristic, but they all work together and they all like contribute meaningfully to the story. But now I want to transition to my negatives because I felt that maybe some of the animals were a little bit I don't know, kind of like tokenized, like there's this is a monkey, this represents all monkeys, this is a dog, it represents all dogs. And I would have liked to see a little bit more dynamics within like the different types of dogs, the different types of monkeys. We see that a little bit with the birds, with like the two birds fighting, because like like all cats are different, all birds are different, all dogs are different. So I would have liked to see a little bit more different personalities within the animal groups. I guess that's a small point. To me, it also kind of felt kind of I thought of two movies, which might be weird. I thought of The Wild Robot. This felt like a less, I know it's not Disney, but it feels like a less Disney version of The Wild Robot. You remember where all the animals have to learn how to work together in that movie? Do you remember that?
I don't think that's what it's trying to
No,
do,
it's not,
but
but it's just one connection I made. The second connection I
yeah.
made was an old documentary called Koyaanisqatsi is Katsi. Have you seen that or heard of it?
I don't think so, no.
Neither. Okay, so this documentary is really interesting, and I really recommend you check it out. And anyone watching, it's about like technology and the human world. It's about the rise and fall of the human world. It's just basically like they set up a camera and they watch cities over a long period of time with just like one camera stationary kind of, and then you just see like all these people running around, and you see like civilization rise and civilization fall with one camera just in one location. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's so interesting. And then they do that, and then they put multiple clips like that together to create a whole kind of narrative, saying something complex and deep about humanity with no dialogue, and you just have one camera that's just watching the natural world move. And
Interesting.
this felt kind of like that to me. I'm a little surprised actually that this has cuts in it, because when the movie is starting, it seems like it's flowing so naturally, and also given the title, I kind of expected this to be one long continuous take. Did you ever have that impression too? That maybe that could have fit the movie better.
I don't know. Like I said, I think that's kind of why I compared to Terrence Malick, because like Terrence Malick will have long takes in different times, then it will cut to like a baby's hand for no reason, just like, oh look, a baby's hand, or a sunset, or like a flower. But the one reason why I compared to Terrence Malick is because Malick has a way of making the world feel like a character. Like he makes the universe feel like a character. I don't know if you ever seen The New World with where it's kind of like retelling Pocahontas with Malick.
No, I haven't seen that one. No.
Like even with I think it's underrated.
I'm sure. Yeah.
With that film in Tree of Life and other movies like it, you don't really have these. The story is there, but it's also held back, and you're just kind of like following people. And he's letting you discover the environment as it as it goes along. And I feel like this is very similar,
Yeah.
where you're a part of this animal just learning about the new world. And it's beautiful in that way. And I love the way Malik does it, where he just makes different things feel like a character on its own, like a rock, a nature, like nature, dinosaurs, like randomly in the Tree of Life, dinosaurs are in it.
Seen it, but wow.
Do you
Are
have
they
seen this?
no, are they CGI or what?
So in the Tree of Life, like it's ever expanding. It's going from like the beginnings of the world to the end of the
Okay.
world, and it's like going this like entire journey from like just it's very poetic. It's just like this, very poetic, very out back. You know the story that's going on, but it's also holding everything back to kind of like let you kind of like put together the information on your own. And man, I dig it. I dig it.
On that
And
point, I did have a question. How did you feel about the plot of this movie? Did you feel it was this specifically structured, or do you feel kind of like maybe they were improvising as they went along?
I do think there's a little bit of improvisation there, but I think they're pretty clear on that. Even from like the things I heard about from the making of it, a lot of it is kind of improv in a way because, like I said, there's no previews on this. They didn't storyboard a lot of it, and I think it's even more impressive that they did not do that. And
Especially with something animation so difficult to make. Everything has to be so meticulous, right?
and I think it's like, because they're looking around and like they have like boats, they have water, they're capturing animals, and for them not to do a lot of previews on this, I think it's like a miracle of an animated film that a lot of this was just organically done from beginning to end, just kind of like you're writing a poem just freehand.
Yeah, and I
So.
think, like we were saying, like I think there is a kind of a natural evolution about the animals maybe becoming a little more human-like by the end. Like, so there is some kind of thematic structure to it, even if the plot is kind of they're just exploring around, and then this happens, and then but they're building relationships and connections. Like there is some kind of development and growth over the movie. I think also another positive or negative. I liked the music, but I felt like it could have been a little bit more dynamic. I think it's really interesting that the writer and director was also the composer. Like this one guy, you're talking about collaboration, but he's at the DNA, the essential DNA of this whole movie is him.
But the music is not bad. We're
It's
just
not
being
bad.
him.
No,
It's actually
it's
pretty
not bad.
good.
It's not bad, but I think, I don't know, because there's nothing else to listen to. I think I was expecting something a little stronger with it. I'm not sure. That might just be a
Yeah, I
me
mean,
problem.
like, it feels like it's a movie craving for like a Hans Zimmer score kind of. It's like you
Maybe.
want something swelling kind of a little more, but the little things that he does put in there, like there's like a little score at the beginning and the end that just like I don't know why he just like gonna hit me right here, like I could just
Sure.
like throw it in my chest. And there's one part I'm not gonna like I'm not gonna say exactly what happens, but like an animal float, and
Yes,
there's
I wanted to ask about that, 'cause what is that?
I think
Aliens?
no I think it's death. I think that animal died.
Oh,
I think it died because like it was injured and I think it died.
that's beautiful. That's a beautiful way to show it then, because I didn't catch that, and I was just I played it like 3 times. I'm like, what is going on here? What happened? Did I?
But that's what I'm saying is holding him back, but kind of like an animal.
Yeah, it is a little bit surreal.
But kind of like an animal, you're discovering everything without having full knowledge of it. Like that's kind of what I like about it is that you're just, if you were a cat, you're not gonna know what the hell is going on. Just these things are very surreal for a cat, probably. And that's kind of what I think is gonna be kind of beautiful about it, even though it is a little frustrating from a mainstream perspective to tell a story without being clear of what you're showing people.
But I think that's part of that was the intention behind it, right? It's not trying to do something mainstream. It's just trying to do something natural, something poetic, something beautiful. Just cats are not going to talk, right? So he's like, let's just put a camera on this cat and let's just see what would happen to this cat in this kind of world, right?
And just like if the world were ending, like, I mean, to me, in my opinion, if the world's gonna end, it's not gonna be explained why it's ending. It's just or whether it's ending or being rebirthed or changing, you're not going to really know why it's happening,
That's a
probably.
great point. And in fact, the point of view of the story is it's after the changes have already happened. This is post-apocalyptic. The humans are gone already. And imagine if, like you said, if you're a cat who was just born in that generation, you have no history of the generations before you. There's no textbooks. So if you're just
No.
a cat, you're just going to wake up and say, oh, this is my world. And you're not going to have any context of how the world got here, but you just know this is my world and these are the animals I'm interacting with and this is, we go forward.
And this is what's happening. And this is what's happening right now, right here, right
Exactly.
now. And things are going on. Floods are happening. Earth is shaking. Things are evolving. Well, I guess I need to run now. Like,
I have one more question for you, because you're a dog owner, right?
two dogs. No guess. No
Okay.
guess.
How did
I
you
don't know,
feel?
but I don't know if I can, get.
All right. How did you feel about the dog representation in this movie? Was it accurate? Was it authentic, faithful?
I mean, like, it was generic. I mean, like, I don't think, but I don't think it really needed to be more than that. I think dogs can be like that sometimes. They can be a little generic at times.
I felt the
Pardon
dogs in this movie were very dumb.
me.
My impression watching this movie was this is made by a dog hater.
And he probably is. He probably likes cats more than he likes dogs. And to be honest, I mean, I own two dogs. One of them is pretty generic and one of them is pretty smart. Like,
Okay.
and I love them both equally.
Sure.
I love them both equally, but like I joke, I have one dog that I joke that one is my special dog. And this is my extremely intelligent dog who also has anxiety.
Oh.
But they're both very, very equally in my heart. They can be generic. They can be at times, but that's okay. I love them even when they are generic. So, yeah.
Maybe it was faithful. Maybe it is authentic.
What a bit. But I understand the point you're making, though, for a narrative purpose. I can see why you would crave a little more personality within all the dogs, because
And all the animals in general, yeah.
they were all carbon copy dogs, kind of like it. They didn't really have, besides like one dog,
The one dog at the end, yeah.
but most of them are pretty much the same. But I do feel like the monkey had his own personality. I do feel like the bird definitely had its own personality, and I do think there is different flavors that are there. Maybe just not with the dogs, but yeah.
Dog hater. I had three parakeets growing up, and each of them were so incredibly different. Like, these little birds like this, but each of them had such completely different personalities and interests. So maybe I was expecting something a little more exaggerated, I guess, from the personalities.
And it could be, I mean, like I said, that I mean that's a fair thing to want. I don't know if it would have made the movie better
Sure.
for what
Yeah.
the, for what the, for what they were trying to go for.
Yeah, because it's much more subdued and focused and simple. That's what they're going for.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're trying to go for simple, and they're trying, like, the cat is the main character.
Yeah. Did you feel it was a little too long, or did you feel it was the right length?
Did you feel it was too long?
I personally did. I think if I watched this in a theater, then I think I would have been like completely caught up in it. But watching it at home, I was feeling a little bit restless sometimes. Like, where is this going? What's happening? What's going to happen next? And I think if I gotten this in like multiple installments at home, I think it would have been better for me. But if I was in a theater watching this, then I would be completely like
I think it's
enraptured.
made.
I
I
think.
think it's made for that. I think you have. It's a movie that kind of like, hence my comparison again. Like I said, I think it's a movie that does great when it washes over you. Just let it bask over you and just not worry about all the other things. And again, that's not for everyone. That's not for everyone. Some people will just want to turn on a movie and be entertained and not want to feel a meditative experience like that. But
You absolutely have to be in the right mindset for it.
yeah, you do, you do. But I can't think of another animated film that does that.
No. Especially what's incredible is this movie is it's great for kids too. Because I was looking at some reviews and like some kids are just like they're just obsessed with this movie when they watch it. Like I was looking at reviews from parents. The kids are just like transfixed, especially by some of the specific animals, just because it's so authentic and so natural to how a real animal would behave, right? And so I think that's incredible to your point that like it's so meditative and so like I was saying maybe like slow or something, but it not in a way that isolates it from kids. Kids are still
No.
into it too. So it's something beautiful for like everyone.
It's that's what I like about it. It's challenging. It actually challenges the viewer. And Chris Stuckman, like he makes a valid point in some of his like critiques about kids' movies. And I had an argument with a critic friend of mine a long time ago about whether an animated movie was good or not. And I get frustrated by the point, well, it's just made for kids. So therefore it should not be challenging. I get very frustrated about that point. Chris Stuckman makes the point that it's, you don't have to treat kids like they're morons. You don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to treat them like they're little ATMs. And I do think this is a great example of a movie that doesn't treat kids like they're stupid. It is challenging, it's complex, but it also allows like kids, even adults, to actually challenge themselves to put together what is happening in the film. And
True.
I think there's something to be said about that.
Yeah. And I think kind of to what I was saying earlier, like you were watching the movie and you were constantly wondering, what are they going to do next? What's going to happen next? Which, like you're saying, is kind of part of that challenge. Like it's not telling you, it's saying, come with us, come see what happens next, come with the movie and trust us. And like it doesn't hold your hand, but it's kind of guiding you anyways. It's like pulling you.
It's pulling you along, but it's allowing you to puzzle the pieces while it's taking you on the journey. And I dig him for that. So
Well put, well put. Anyways, I'm like, I was surprised. I really enjoy this, and I don't think it's something I ever would have noticed really, but it started to pick up a little more buzz. So I'm interested to see what happens, especially come like Oscar season, and to see how this does.
it will get nominated. I don't think it's gonna win. I think based on everyone I'm seeing among critics, The Wild Robot has all the steam right now. Now there might be an upset with Disney because Disney's got the best like campaign group in the world, but I think it's going to be the Wild Robot. But I do think that this will get nominated. It will.
I think this obviously is less sentimental than Wild Robot, but I think this is aspiring to something a little bit higher and asking something a little bit more. So it's not for everyone probably, but I think I appreciate this a little bit more maybe. But Wild Robot is it's just going for something different, even though they're kind of similar. It's just completely different, and that has such powerful themes about motherhood and parenting, and it's just operating in a different way, even though
It's a
the
different
context is similar.
wavelength. It's a mother and son film, and this is more a meditative poem. And so, and she like, it's not a parental film. I love that movie because it's a parent film, and this one is like different.
But they're both so good. So like if you're watching this, I really recommend watch both of these because they're both great. And it's like, it's like getting the same meal in like two different kitchens,
Yeah.
it's similar ingredients but like totally different chefs. I
Right,
don't
right.
know. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. If you like this review, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. Have you seen Flow? Go check it out if you haven't yet, and let us know what you think. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
I am John, and you can follow me at Twitter and Blue Sky at John Movie Watch.
And be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky and Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. Thanks, guys, and see you next time. Enjoy the new year.
Bye.